Bob Almanac today, no Almanac quiz, no Almanac salute, no Almanac rewinds, so right into it. First full day of spring, but I'm more of a meteorological spring, not an astronomical spring guy. I've kind of been converted.
Yeah. So does meteorological spring start March 1st?
Yes, so we've been into that for a long time.
Yeah.
Based on temperature, though, it's been spring pretty much since January 1st.
Correct.
If you think about it there for a while. March 20th, 80th day of the year, nice even 80 in Paris. The Legislative Assembly there approved the use of the guillotine.
Ooh.
And they had a guillotine. They kept it sharp because they used it.
Yeah.
Up
they weren't
and
afraid.
Down, up and down, up and down. That must be where they got the term heads will roll.
You would think.
It's got to be. Where else would they have gotten that?
Right.
Just some kind of macabre bowling alley?
Yeah. You know, I guess if they did set the guillotine up kind of on a little hill, when it lapped off the melon, it would roll.
Oh, boy. We're getting into some real, real bad imagery here. Let's move on. Right. 1930.
And now, I said Kentucky Fried. There's only one way to cook Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that's my way. We always use plump, young broilers, always fresh, never frozen chicken. It's cut in pieces, and each piece is dipped in milk and egg wash, then into seasoned flour, in which we have the 11 different spices and herbs for flavor.
We still don't know what those 11 herbs and spices are, but we do know that he uses egg wash. And what else do you need than egg wash? KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, was founded on this date as Sanders Court and Cafe. Remember, he started it in a gas station.
Yes.
A roadside gas station is where he started it.
Selling chicken.
Way back when, 1930, North Corbin, Kentucky. They've kind of taken the fried out of it because, well, Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's still fried, but you take it out of the name because we're trying to fool people.
Right.
Right? That's why they kind of went with KFC. Pretty sure of it, but it will always be Kentucky Fried Chicken to me.
Yes. Yeah. Also with the Colonel and one of the foods that built America.
1934, 4 years later, the first test of radar took place. And it was actually the Germans. You know, the Germans were actually ahead of us in a few things. Radar, they were ahead of us in rocketry. You know, that Von Braun guy, before he came here and helped us with our Saturn rockets to go to the moon and go to space, he was a German scientist. You know, they had rocket-propelled airplanes and fighters and other things. Mm-hmm. A little bit before we did, they were ahead of us. And then we took their smart people and then utilized them.
Right. Sadly, they had more concentration camps than we did.
Well, yes. Yeah, they were using it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, bad news there.
Bad news, very, very bad.
Very
1934
bad.
Is when the first test of radar took place. And was that also when Radar O'Reilly was born?
It's got to be close.
What's his name? William Burggraf? Isn't that his name? Is it Bill?
Was it William? Was it
something
William?
Burggraf.
Gary
Burggraf. Yeah. What's his birth date? I bet you he was born later than 34. Because
MASH
started in 70. He was in the movie.
Yeah.
He would have probably been in his 20s, you think, when that first started?
I would say.
Yeah. 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono.
We all walk up from different rivers. That's why it's so easy to be.
Yoko singing at their wedding.
We all walk up in this
Let's just say there was nobody there for the late night snack. They left in a hurry.
Oh, no.
I mean, I love John Lennon. Obviously, he loves his wife. He loves Yoko. So he put up with that. Right?
There's a lot of earplugs.
I mean,
in
he's
that
a well-respected musician and songwriter. And at some point in time, he thought that was good. Or it's just, hey, it's my wife, and I got to let her do what she wants.
Yeah, it's the 80-20 rule.
It yes. Define the 80-20 rule for us, Neil.
Well, you know, you accept 80% and put up with the other 20.
Gotcha. That's good. That's science right there. Yeah. So from kind of ugly Beatles news in 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono, although happy for them, but not good for the Beatles, let's have some fun Beatles news.
Back off, Boogaloo, I say, back off, Boogaloo. You think you're a group, standing there, you won't have a shoe.
We're 16 might be my favorite Ringo Starr song. The other one where no, where he's not drinking or doing drugs anymore. I like that. No, no, I love that one. And this one too, Back Off Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Any song where you could utilize the word boogaloo. Did you consider that for the name of one of your sons? Or if you would have had a third child, it would have been Boogaloo. Because I think that'd be great for a boy or a girl.
Boogaloo, yeah, it could work.
Boogaloo yep. Freeman. Boogie
for kinda sure. Kind of rolls off the tongue.
So Ringo Starr released Back Off Boogaloo on this date back in 72. 1985.
Yep. Avon calling. Take time out for beauty when Avon comes calling. Use Avon Cosmetics and you'll
so
be
so for 99 years, Avon had been out there door to door, but it always been based 100% on commission. Neil, have you ever done anything 100% on commission? Meaning you either sell something or you go hungry.
No, I've always had at least a small stipend.
Kirby vacuums are that way.
Yeah.
They don't pay you jack unless you sell one of those things. And same thing with Avon. Up until 1985, they didn't pay you jack or Jill for that matter.
Right.
Unless you were able to sell some of the great Avon products. And don't get me wrong, Avon is quality. I grew up on Avon.
Yeah,
I mean there might have been a decade there where I only used Avon deodorant, the Wild Country, the roll-on,
sure,
and then moved on to Speed Stick once I got into high school.
My mom used Avon products.
Yeah, yep. I think it was time to mature up to
Speed Stick
by Menon.
Right.
So for the first time in 99 years, Avon started giving their salespeople a salary, and that was a state 19. I don't know if that's the case now. It probably is. Yeah. I doubt they went back to it, but they could have.
Right.
In the news, 1990.
Pop star Gloria Estefan flew home to Miami today just 2 weeks after suffering a broken back in a Pennsylvania road accident. Fans greeted the 32-year-old lead singer of the Miami Sound Machine, who earlier said she was thankful for the miracle of being alive. Surgeons in New York implanted two steel rods near Estefan's spinal cord. Full recovery may take 6 months.
Yeah, there's Gloria Estefan. That was a report after she had left the hospital, but this was the date of her bus accident. Her tour bus got into an accident near Scranton, Pennsylvania, and as you heard Dan Rather report, fractured her spine.
Oof.
Of course, Barbara Mandrell had a similar situation as well.
Bus accident,
severe injuries. And then, like, 4 or 5 years later, Gloria Estefan was involved in a boating accident.
Oh, my.
Where she wasn't injured, but somebody was killed. Somebody,
Jeez.
It was either in her boat or in another boat in a collision out on the open water somewhere. But Gloria Estefan made a full recovery and then continued to perform. Of course, she would later on in six, 7 years after, perform here at the Metrodome.
Halftime. Halftime. Yeah.
Halftime. Yep. Super Bowl 26.
Very nice.
We move on to 91. This is sad.
Did you know my name?
More bad and sad music news.
Makes me a bat in my stomach thinking about that.
This is the Eric Clapton song, Tears in Heaven, that he recorded, he wrote in memory of his son Connor, who was only 4 years old, and he fell from the apartment window in New York City. And it's hard for me just to say how high, 53rd floor.
How was that window open with no screen?
No screen or no kind of a guard. Even though sometimes screens aren't perfect protection, those can come out pretty easy. You just got those little spring-loaded things. It's weird that there's not some kind of a guard or something there. And I'm sure after this, there were probably some city ordinances that were changed and whatnot. But it was just awful for Eric Clapton and his family. this date, 1992. Out of it, it gave us just an absolute beautiful song to remember his son by, called Tears in Heaven. That thing won all kinds of awards.
Sure.
After it was released. 1996.
What went through your minds when you heard that verdict? First degree murder, guilty.
That I was going to spend the rest of my life in prison.
And they are. They're still in prison. We're talking about the Menendez brothers, Eric and Lyle. They were convicted on this date by an L.A. jury in 1996. First degree murder in the shotgun slayings of their millionaire parents. The ruling was that they did it for the insurance company, insurance money, and they claim that their father had been molesting them.
Right.
But the jury didn't believe that story, and they are in jail, still in jail. They've done interviews like that one right there with Barbara Walters while they have been in jail, but they're now in their 50s, the Menendez.
Wow.
It was just another one of those sensationalized 90s.
Yes.
Trials,
yes.
And this was one that was well covered. A lot of it, if not all of it, was on TV and almost set the stage for reality TV to burst through because people just couldn't get enough of it, so we wanted more of it. So here come all these judge shows and these court shows and things like that, and they think that a lot of that came from the Menendez trial. Of course, prior to that, you had OJ and other things as well. How about 2007?
This magnificent first walk. Bridges Century.
Buzz Aldrin, who walked on the moon, well, they brought him in on this date in 2007. That's him talking about walking on the Grand Canyon Skywalk. Have you heard about this? It's been open since 2007. It's a horseshoe-shaped glass-bottom walkway that goes 70 feet out from the ledge at 4,000 feet above the surface of Grand Canyon. If you look really close, you can see Alice from Brady Bunch down there on a mule. Bobby! Cindy! So they had Buzz Aldrin do it, and it was kind of fun. He was there. I understand that if you have problems with heights, you probably should not walk on that skywalk.
Yeah, I don't know. I might struggle
glass,
with that.
Because it's glass, and you can see down. At one time, there was this news report. One of the glass panes, like, cracked. Somebody fell from there, and I can't remember if it was over the edge or it was because of one of the panels breaking. We might have to do some research into that, but there was a story that somebody did fall quite a distance on that. Yeah.
Oh no!
Wasn't
well. Then there's no chance.
No chance
would ever do
that. You're going to do that.
No.
Here's some news.
In the country music world of cowboys and outlaws, Kenny Rogers was the gambler. Multiple Grammy-winning singer with a silver beard who realized early on being himself would work better than copying Johnny Cash or Waylon Jennings.
I can do what everybody else is doing and do it better, and I don't like my chances, or I can do something nobody else is doing.
You picked a fine time.
Yeah, that's perfect, Kenny Rogers. Just be yourself, and he was himself. He was the gambler, and he died at the age of 81 this date in 2020. So 4 years ago, we lost Kenny.
Great run, great artist. Crossed musical genres. What a career.
Birthdays.
Glad to play his music here.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Just doesn't get any better.
No.
Than Kenny Rogers. Let's get into some birthdays now today, Neil.
Sounds like TV theme time, Jim.
And one of the better TV themes as well. You know, the best TV themes either start with a saxophone solo or the bass guitar.
Yeah.
Hal Linden still with us. He was Barney Miller. 93 for Hal Linden. Here today. Pat Riley, he's won a few NBA championships. You know, he's still in basketball. He's like the team president of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
He won a championship there. How many did he win with the Lakers? Three or four?
Four
at least, because they did
four.
They tried for the three-peat. I don't think did they ever win three in a row?
Did
they do the three-peat late 80s?
They maybe. I don't think so. I think he won four, though, with the Lakers, and all with the slick back hair, which was nice.
Yes, Pat Riley. He always had some product in his hair, and who was the name of the actor that played him? I can't remember it, but there's that Lakers show about Showtime that was on HBO Max, And you can stream that now. That was very good. I enjoyed that. But Pat Riley is 79 today.
Well, don't just stand there. Say something.
Get out of my chair.
And I was hoping for something more along the lines of, welcome back, Q. It's a pleasure to see you again, my old friend.
We're not friends.
He is Q from the Star Trek universe. The actor John DeLancey. Happy birthday today. He is 76. He was the omnipotent alien, omnipotent character that would come in. He was Jean-Luc Picard's foil. Some of their best episodes were with him. So the best to him. We got some music here today. Well, Jimmy Seals on the guitar, not to be confused with the Jim Seals, who's part of Seals and Crofts, Neil.
Right.
This is the one from Shenandoah. You heard Marty Rabun introduce him. Jim Seals is 70 today.
Good work there.
One of the founding members of Shenandoah, if I'm not mistaken, Neil.
I believe he is.
Yes. Yeah. We have Spike Lee.
Yo, Mars Blackman here with my main man, Michael Jordan. Yo, Mike, what makes you the best player in the universe? Is it the vicious dunks?
No, Mars.
Is it the haircut?
No, Mars.
Is it the shoes?
No, Mars.
It's got to be the shoes. Actually, I don't think it was even the shoes. I would imagine that Michael Jordan could have played barefoot in the NBA and still led the league in scoring.
I think so. He had skills.
Yeah, so that's Spike Lee. He had those Nike commercials, and of course he's a movie maker. He was a big basketball fan. He was always at New York. He's always at the Knicks games.
Yeah.
Remember courtside seats, and he could afford them.
Yep.
He's 67. Little bit of a two-for-one here.
After a brief dogfight, both Libyan jets were downed by the American fighters.
The name is Nathan Benchley.
Nathan Benchley is at the Pentagon. So,
that's great.
Commander,
that's
it must have been a bit tougher today, shooting down the MiG-21. The one you got was an SU-22.
What's it like at the moment of confrontation?
What's it like?
Like to be doing a network news broadcast and have somebody in your ear all the time telling you what to say?
That would be difficult.
That is from the movie Network or Broadcast News. Okay. There was the other movie called Network, of course. Network, this is Broadcast News with Holly Hunter and William Hurt, who starred in that movie together and
today,
both celebrating, although William Hurt's dead. So he's not celebrating, but it's still his birthday.
He's on my list.
He's on the Gone But Not Forgotten list. So we got a two-for-one there. Holly Hunter, who is also in one of the seasons of the television show from HBO called Succession. And we just started watching that, season one, episode one, last night. And we're looking forward to it because we heard a lot of good things about it. So just getting underway in the TV show Succession. Neil, you ever heard of Succession?
No.
Nobody's talked about it, and you don't stream.
And no, I don't know that.
We only watch Gunsmoke or Gunsmoke-related shows.
Correct.
Holly Hunter is 66, and we have a wrestler today.
Surprise, surprise! The Stinger is back. Of course, did you think I would miss this night? Not for nothing would I miss this night. This is an historic night. One more dance with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. We started it years ago, Rick. And tonight,
the Stinger. Happy birthday to Sting today, Sting.
Sting.
Not that Sting. This is the wrestler Sting.
Oh, sure.
Not from the police. This is Sting, the wrestler, real name Steve Borden, who today is 65 years old.
Gone but not forgotten. We're already into the gones. There's a good list here today. One of my favorite old baseball players was Iron Joe McGinty. McGinty, we used to call him. You know, I always thought, excuse me, that his nickname came from the fact, my bad, that he often, not just once or twice, but many times pitched in both games of a doubleheader. The guy had quite an arm, but he actually worked in a foundry in the off season, which is where it started, then continued. Hall of Famer, 1871. The guy was in so many shows.
Come ride the little train.
Hundreds.
Rolling down down the tracks to the junction.
Once again, TV theme time.
Forget about your cares. It is time to relax at the junction.
Wow. He was moving kind of slow.
Lots of curves, you bet.
But he was in hundreds of movies and shows. So many westerns, you can't even count them. William Edgar Buchanan, we'll always know him as Uncle Joe from Green Acres and Petticoat Junction, 1903. The patriarch of the Nelson clan, Ozzie Nelson.
Hot Point Quality Appliances presents America's favorite family comedy, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Here is Ozzie, who plays the part of Ozzie Nelson.
Hey, you know, can you still get a Hot Point? Can I still go out and buy a Hot Point, or was that bought out by Westinghouse or somebody?
Yeah, they're harder to find, I would certainly think. But I love the way they include the sponsor mentions in those old shows. Ozzie Nelson, 1906, one half of the Bob and Ray comedy team, Ray Goulding.
The S-T-O-A. What does that stand for? The Slow Talkers of
America. America,
right?
America. America.
America.
A good team, were they not?
Oh, they I did, me and a buddy did one of their comedy routines, the old Prospectors, for several years at variety shows, back when I was a stage actor. Ray Goulding, born on this.
What happened to those dreams? What happened to
those dreams? Well, something went haywire. I did you know, have a brief movie career as
well. You did you went to LA, you struggled. You toiled, and then you got spit out the bottom of the porn industry.
Right, I did it for the money. Yeah, and it didn't work out at all. 1922 for Ray Goulding, same year for the fabulous Carl Reiner.
Mel, have they got enough air down in that office?
They have an air conditioner in there.
Shut up,
yes,
Mel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I read it first, Alan.
Will you shut up, Mel?
Yes, sir.
Poor Mel
Dick
Cooley.
Deacon, right. He was constantly getting told to shut up by the wonderfully gifted Carl Reiner, who, actor, writer, director, he did it all, 1922. One of your favorites, your childhood heroes, Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, 1928.
I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing.
Sing along if you know
it. I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time.
Take your time, Neil. If we learn anything from Fred Rogers, it's that.
Yep.
Take your time.
Take your time. 1928 for the great Mr. Rogers. He was on That Girl.
Daisies, snowflakes, that girl.
Once again, TV theme time. It's been a banner day for TV theme time.
Is that good?
I think he outpunted his coverage there with Marlo Thomas.
Oh, without question.
She's everything that every girl should be.
He also played opposite Jim Nabors in Gomer Pyle. Ted Bessel is the actor. He's, of course, the boyfriend to that girl.
Did they eventually get hitched? I know he proposed to her a number of times on that show. I think they eventually got married.
I think they did, too. And that girl, Ted Bessel, 1935, one of the greats. He's the guitar man, Jerry Reed.
Pretty Mary Sunlight, she's all right to be. Pretty Mary Sunlight, she's everything I need.
So, Norton from Henderson said that this should be my number one song. It got consideration for the Sun Songs Fave 5, but it will not be my number one. So I thought I would include it here today.
Yeah, in keeping with the theme, it makes perfect sense. That's Jerry Reed. He's Eastbound and Down. Of course, Smokey and the Bandit movies. Actor, singer. Always showed up a lot on Hee Haw, too, 1930.
Pretty Mary Sunlight, she's all right.
Emmy Award-winning actor, you mentioned him. We'll mention him again here. William Hurt, born on this day, 1950, from many movies, some of which we discussed. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Kenny Chesney, How Forever Feels. We've got Reba McEntire, Take It Back. Or you can even do Janie Fricke, and she is single again.
Yeah. Why not? Let's do Janie.